I think
Kevin's already 0 for 1, so
I think it's you slipping your finger on an old cheese grater.
My other thought wasn't a finger, though.
Why you got to make the noise. I don't know, however.
I thought he was actually grating something.
I have to cover my face. I have no
I didn't say it's can I? I'm just going to say cheese grater. Don't use the finger part of it, you know.
Cap to cap.
Hello, beautiful people. This is Cup to Cup episode number 243. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Kevin, the best podcast host of all time, voted in the consensus of 2023-2024 by many, many, many humans. I also have three of my very best friends, my three best friends, right here waiting for you, waiting for me to introduce you to them. And I'm going to do that starting now, starting with the one and the only, the bearded wonder, the man whose energy is on an all-time high tonight.
All-time high.
Chase McDaniels.
Yo!
Here he is, Chase. Welcome in, Chase.
What's up, man? Thanks for having me on your podcast.
No problem. No problem. I also got Chris.
That's like listening to Kevin tell a story, just how you started that off with just, here we go, and just ramble and ramble and ramble.
All right. I was just going to bring Jason in. Fuck you. Hey, Jason. Jason's here, everybody.
Hey, man. 143, huh? So that's what we put for that episode.
Did I say 143?
You did. Oh, my God. You did. I had to double check to make sure that...
Doing great on these
Dude, what are you, like, 0 for 4 in a row now? Of like,
no,
somewhat fucking...
No, I got last week's. I got last week's.
Did you?
I'm 2 weeks ago, not so much. But anyways, folks, what a great episode that we have in front of us. It's going to be restaurant heavy, so get excited for that.
Hope you're hungry.
Chris is excited for restaurants lately for some reason, so
it's my thing this month.
We're gonna go with it, and whatever makes Chris happy, this is his episode, his podcast.
It is. It is his podcast.
Let's fucking go.
We have Florida Man, and then we also have, you know, Dad Tip, and wrap it up. That's it. We're done.
No, we got to name that sound.
Oh, we have to name that sound.
Don't put that in the back. I'm excited.
I'm so bad at name that sound.
Well, what's the rule now? We had it's kind of like what's that show? Whatever it is, like
name
that
show.
You only guess once, right?
Name that sound. It's what's that sound and name that show. And I don't know why, but we always mix up those names. Anyway, we made a rule, and the rule was that it was the first one to say it, but you can't say it more than once.
Mm-hmm,
Or well, you can repeat it after everyone else says their guess. Right? Is that the rule? I want to make that clear.
I believe so. Yeah. I mean. Right? You don't have to worry about me getting it first, for sure.
Yeah. I fall for this shit.
No. I mean, dude, you can check the notes. Like, I've never been good at that segment at all.
I'm buying it. Not buying
Kev
it.
Has gotten surprisingly fucking good at it, though.
Yes. You know, I've got good ears. Can always
and you know ears. Jason. I think that's also what it is. You're like, if I was Jason Payne, what would I, like, record a sound of? And you just fucking nail it. You
I
get
we
in
all
his
know
head.
Jason.
But
yeah,
all,
but you know Jason.
But at the same time, though, Chase, it's household items, so we all live
for
in
sure.
a house.
For sure.
So, yeah. And I know you're used to, like, pillars and stuff. And
well,
homes,
yeah, he's got lots
different.
Of echoes in his house.
Big-ass houses. You guys
everything that he hears, you know, you wouldn't be able to hear.
Wouldn't that help me if it's Jason's new house, though, since Jason has a mansion?
Jonathan was in my house. Your brother-in-law, sister-in-law was in my house. You can ask him, and he'll be like,
he already texted. He was like, dude, fucking mansion.
He did not text you.
He does not have a full-size trampoline in his downstairs.
It's not a. Do you know what the word full-size
and
means?
And then also a flat-screen TV. I mean...
Holy hell.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. Can.
Probably 1080p, too.
At worst.
It's like the cheapest fucking TV.
But that being said, before we get into this, I have two things to say. Kevin, you had a story about something about finding something in your house, and I'll save for the podcast, so you intrigued me. While you do that, for the listeners, I know, Chase, I told you to turn it up. Turn your mic down just a little bit while he tells his story.
Okay.
And what is the story? Because I guess Lamborghini, McDonald's, and a live mouse, and you said none of those three.
So we were talking about beforehand, we were talking about our dog sleeping with us.
Yeah.
And, you know, my dog sleeps between me and Erica. Lovely for the sex. It's great.
I'm sure it's you're like perfect.
It's the most awkward thing ever. Like, get rid of your dog, you know? When I'm just, I don't really care. Like, the dog can sit around and watch, you know, that's fine. But Erica doesn't want it. But so Lily wasn't sleeping well for some reason, just tossing and turning. And then the next morning, Erica leaves. I wake up and I feel something down by my foot.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
She dropped a fucking turd overnight.
Oh.
In the bed on my foot. So I'm sitting here thinking, like, what is that? And then I'm like, that better not be what I think.
Do not be what I think.
I guess she had an upset tummy or whatever. And, like, it wasn't like, it wasn't a soft one. It was a hard one. So that's good. But still, bro, not the way you, I mean, I had to wake up and goddamn take a deep shower, burn my foot off, basically.
Steaming hot water.
And oh, that's so gross. That was this morning?
No, this is like a couple weeks ago. And then I had to obviously strip the bed down, you know, late for work, fucking piece of shit.
Literally.
Literally.
You know.
Yep.
Yeah, no shit, right?
No, it was.
That makes me feel better. I think, I think, I don't know, it happened yesterday, and my oldest dog, like, looked at me, and he kept asking to go outside. I was like, bro, you just went outside. You don't need to go again. But
he
drinks water
like
he's
got a voice. Like,
hey, dude.
He doesn't asking look, me to go outside like, hey, man.
Yeah,
come on.
He's not a vocal dog, but he'll look at you and then do one bark, and I'm like, dude, cut it out. And he's like, all right. So he looked at me, and it was like an hour past. Mind you, he was going in and out of the backyard. I was just like, we're done. We don't need to do this again. He was tracking in mud. And he looks at me and just takes a piss right there on the side of the door.
Oh, my God.
And I knew right away. I was like, you son of a bitch did it on purpose. He said, looked at me. He's just like, hey, your fault. Like, I asked many times.
This is on you.
Fucking listen.
This is on you.
And I didn't even punish him because I was like, fuck, he was right. But at the same time, I was like, dude, how many times you got to take a piss?
Mm-hmm. You thought it was the boy who cried wolf.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. So I feel you, bro. So it makes me feel a little bit better that we both have older dogs, and they just said, "Hey, look, we're just gonna do what we want. Hey. I don't give a fuck."
Yeah, this is our house now.
Yeah. You think it's yours, but it's ours.
But with that being said,
you transition? Because when you first bought that house and you had Lily, she slept in the living room. Because I remember her sleeping with Chris and I or whatever on the couches. When did she get into
the
bedroom?
Softie, ever, like, you know. I forget when it was, but, like,
it just slowly happened.
We, like, came back from a vacation, and she missed Lily so much, you know. And Lily was just, like, wagging her tail, like, by the bed. Like, it's, like, 10:30 at night. We're all ready to go to bed. And instead of being like, all right, go to your bed, you know, she was like, okay, you can come up here.
Okay,
come
but on. Just for tonight.
Just tonight. 15 years later.
Yeah. There it is.
Here we are.
We got turds on our feet.
Fucking turds.
Goddamn turds on her feet.
We got fucking turds, guys. Speaking of turds, we got a really good opening item.
Excuse me, do you know how much a polar bear weighs?
No, how much?
Enough to break the ice. Hi, Fred Searing. How are you?
Hello, Fred Searing.
Fred.
This is our opening item, folks. It's kind of an icebreaker item that we like to throw out every episode. Feel free to join in. Whose partner is more out of their league? Wow, we're really trying to start a fight.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, that's me.
We're trying to start some shit tonight.
I said that to Chris last week after the last week's episode, so I figured this wasn't going to happen anytime soon. Chris is like, nah, let's start the fight.
No, let's get it right. Let's get it. Let's put it right out there.
Let's do Jose first. Do you guys think it's Jose? Just to get that out of the way, because I don't think so. I think they're pretty much on par.
Yeah, they're like equals.
Yeah, I would say equal.
They're the same person.
All right. Next person.
They're the same person.
I think that was a gay joke, but I don't know.
I think it was.
That was not a gay joke. I wasn't even thinking about
it. It can be hard to tell with you.
Like, we all assumed it was definitely a gay joke.
Fucking goddamn. Anyways.
Well, I will say one of the top moments of my life on this podcast when you talked about strip clubs last episode, and you're like, I don't really like strip clubs. This is Jose saying, and you're like, that's because you're gay. And I'm like, I fucking lost it, bro.
I mean,
like, no hold bar, just fucking said it. And it didn't even register. If you watch the clip again, like what Kevin said, there was no delay like on the podcast. It just kind of took a second for Jose to click, and he was like telling the story, and then all of a sudden he's like, well, what the fuck, Kevin?
He's one of my best friends. I'm not going to hold back on him, you know? Like, he's still getting shit from me. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah. Chris.
I'll start
Chris
the fight.
Goes.
Okay, Chris go. Okay. Chris, you go.
Chris
start
go?
The fight.
You want to put this shit on here?
What? Whose partner is more out of their league?
Did you forget the question?
I did not forget it. Yeah, I'd like to repeat it and think. See, I took that as like between the person you're with. I didn't take it as one of y'all. Are you supposed to be taken as like one of y'all?
No,
or like,
no. Okay. Your partner... compared to you.
Oh, that,
how did you take it?
See, I kind of chased the question a little. I thought it was maybe, was I supposed to look at one of y'all or like me and Courtney, like who's more out of their league?
I wanted you to take yours and Courtney, but also compare Kevin and Erica, Chase and Mary.
So you want it all?
Yeah, I don't want it all as in like out of all of us, who batted out of their league or whatever that phrase is. Like who actually reached.
Who outkicked their coverage.
There you go. That's what it's called. Who outkicked their coverage. Out of all of us, who did it? Who's dating the woman that's hotter right now? Not like, I don't need you guys to think that, I don't need you guys to individually analyze just your couple. It's all of them.
This dude wants it all.
Yeah.
You want
I'll be
Jason
easy.
To go,
it's
Chase.
It's Chase.
That's fair.
Chris,
I feel like out
no,
of
it's
all
not.
Of us,
it's not
Chase
me. I'd say me.
You think out of all of us, you dated the person that's more out of your league than any of us?
Yeah,
that's sweet.
Yes, I would say so.
Okay,
no reasoning behind it. Just yeah.
No, just yeah. I would say I would think so because
riveting shit here.
Jason,
give me something.
Well, first off, it's Chase, and I broke this down because I went through Jose and Michael.
What are you saying?
I feel
Chase
like that was
ugly?
I was
is that one.
I was saying I was even.
I'm
I'll
not,
get to
I'm
it.
Not hot.
Then I thought I think the most even out of all of us, I think it's Kevin and Erica. I think Kevin's a really good looking guy. I think Erica's a really good looking girl, and
he's so
and
nice.
I think they. I think it was good. I think earlier in life, like dipshit us in the early 20s, mid 20s, dating. I think Kevin was. Out kicking his coverage big time, but I think it kind of evened out as he got older. I thought he
are you
started
saying
looking
Erica
better.
Got uglier. What are you
no,
saying?
I think you got better and started getting closer to her league, and you were less of a dipshit then. Like we were dipshits then. So
I don't know.
And then we go and break down Chris. I think you guys are pretty even. I think you guys are cute ass fucking couple for sure. Michael and Jose was a little hard for me. I don't find men attractive, but I'm just like both of you guys are good. Like I wouldn't.
Both of you good-looking dudes, both of you cool dudes. Yeah,
it's just hard for me, that one. And then you got Chase, and Chase isn't a bad-looking guy.
I'm not a good-looking guy.
But then you got to take in all the things. Just get away from looks and just go with what Mary has to deal with on the regular, as in, like, building you up from the long hair hippie to the not knowing how to buy your own clothes kind of style. Wearing
I still
the same
don't know
shoes,
how to buy my own clothes.
Mismatching your colors.
Still
like,
do.
Like, just the whole nine yards. I'm just like,
what
Mary's
she's turned you into.
Yes, exactly.
That's fair.
Completely changed
yeah,
who
sense.
You are. You know?
That's fair.
So because of that, that's why my answer is that. It's not on the looks part. It's more or less like everything that has built up to what Chase is now.
I mean, I'm not arguing.
Mary. Yeah.
What are you saying? Mary turned a Pinto into a Corvette? Is that what
Come on. Yeah. I'm, you know, what? How old of a Corvette? Am I
would
a new
give
Corvette?
A classic 87 Honda, like Civic. You know
Ooh.
What I mean?
That's what it used to be?
Definitely worse.
No, that's what it used to be. Now he's like 2011 Honda Civic. Like he's got
Ooh,
some
yeah.
on the hood.
Can't even be past 2015. All right.
Why 2015? Why is that the number?
What's
in your
that
I
year?
Don't know. You're like, just please say 2015, whatever you
say. 2015. Come on.
What about you, Kev? What do you think?
For me, yeah, it's me. I fucking, outkicked my coverage here, okay? And it only, it's gotten like a fine wine, only gotten better throughout the years, right? First off, goddamn bombshell when I first started dating her. Absolutely fucking unbelievable. But you know, yeah, guys are scared, so you gotta shoot your shot. And I wasn't scared, you know? So I shot my shot and, you know, made, you know, hit a home run. And somehow got her drunk and convinced to marry her. And then she's turned into the best wife slash mother that any person could ever ask for.
Wait, was she really drunk when you proposed to her? I don't believe that.
Probably. I don't know. You were there.
I was, yeah, there. Was at her parents' house on the balcony, right? Didn't you have your nephew?
It was not. It was in her sister's house.
Oh, okay.
You're confusing that when I asked her father for his
permission. Yeah. Or blessing.
I was going to say his hand.
His blessing.
How far apart did you ask her, or ask his permission and then ask her to marry you? How far apart were those?
Like a couple weeks, I think.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I knew it was for a sure thing, but, you know, you got to do the right thing, you know? Mm.
Did he seem like the kind of guy that needed that, or was that more for you?
It was more for me, I think.
Same here.
Yeah.
Same here. Chase, I feel like your families are a little bit more old school. I feel like they needed that.
Her dad, I would say, probably did. Yeah. And I asked her mom, too. I was, you know.
Oh, did you?
You just checked both of them.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I couldn't find, like, a good time. For her mom's, I'm pretty sure I was like, oh, like, I accidentally left my jacket in the house. Mm, and nice. So I just, like, ran back in real quick. And I was like, hey, Mary's in the car. But, like, I just wanted to, you know, ask your permission. For her dad, I think I texted her sister to get her dad's number because I didn't have his number. And so then I called him. I was like, hey, do you have a minute for me to, like, come by and talk to you?
Oh, you, like, made it, like, I got to be in person.
Did in person.
Oh,
I like
for
it.
Both of them, I was in person.
I like it.
Yeah. Nice. It's pretty awesome.
So did you say yes?
Yeah.
He's like, ah.
No, he said no. It's been really, really awkward for the last 9 years.
Absolutely not. Chase is like, okay, I'm still going to do it.
My assumption, Chase, is your answer is you again.
Yeah. I mean, for literally every reason that you said. I do think, personally, I think we all kind of outkicked our coverage.
I agree with that.
I mean, Jason's gorgeous, but he's also an asshole. So, like, you know.
Big time.
You gotta put up with that.
Accurate.
I think overall we all outkicked our coverage, but yes, for all the reasons that Jason said. I mean,
we got good
I was
ladies.
A project. I was it was like on the show, like Pimp Your Ride, you know?
Yeah.
Where they got to come in and, like, and redo, except it's like if they came in and, like, actually redid the car, not just put, like, a fucking jacuzzi in the backseat.
Like, I don't need the jacuzzi. I just need this.
Can you just make
a
good car? This one doesn't run. I want one that does run.
What the thing about That's your crazy. Story with Mary is still unclear to me is who you shown interest first and Mary was okay with it when you were the hippie busser, correct? Or did you get wind that she was kind of interested in you?
What do you mean?
Like when you
we have been flirting for a while.
Okay, so she did.
And I was starting to get my life together. She just helped beyond that. Yeah. Like I stopped smoking cigarettes, which apparently she said was a big thing for her. She was like, if you were still smoking cigarettes when you asked me, I would have said no. So I didn't know that. I didn't quit for her. I just happened to quit like a month before I asked her. So
I always forget that you smoke cigarettes.
I honestly did too, actually. I don't think I knew you when you were smoking.
I mean, it's been a long time.
100% did not forget.
So. I was like, I still remember about
17 hour long poker games because we got to take 7 fucking cigarettes breaks.
Speaking of, we should have another poker game soon.
We should.
Your baby. You set that bad boy up.
I'll set it up.
We could just play on the PlayStation in that casino game, right?
Oh, that game was so awesome though. We could just do I have it saved. I'll just download it again.
Terrible game.
Inside joke, sorry guys.
I will say the poker game wasn't the thing that reminds me about Smoking Chase. It was him and Rob playing basketball, which was more impressive that you guys would take breaks in between
smoke breaks.
We used to do it
and we would play full court and I'm like, I'm not upset about it. I'm kind of impressed these fuckers can smoke and then get right back into sports. Like, that's ridiculous.
We used to do it playing softball, too, when we did, like, the Sunday softball.
Yeah, so did every other middle-aged man.
Yeah, or you guys would choose. Chase, were you one of the ones that would, like, choose the outfield so you guys could smoke a cigarette or some shit like that?
I did play some outfield, but I played a lot of shortstop.
Yeah. Well,
What?
Played.
Yeah. dominated like, some shortstop.
Played.
I had a feeling he was going with that. Played.
Dominated.
Quotation.
Been through a lot of games together. sorry.
It's totally. I was hoping there was gonna be more dogging, and then right when I saw Chris say, "Well, it's me," and then Kevin was like, "It's me." I was like, "Ah, this isn't gonna even turn into angry like piece of shit."
I mean, it's obvious, you know, that
y'all turned on me.
Each one of us outkicked our coverage.
Yes,
I am. It's 100%. Obvious that I'm an asshole because I'm the only one didn't pick my wife.
So
thanks.
You are an asshole. I literally said you're gorgeous, but you're an asshole.
God damn it!
You just don't realize it.
No, I realize it, bro. This is totally realized.
I'm trying to give you an
out. Speaking of too late, Florida Man. Here you guys go. Florida Man, read a headline, leave a word out, fill it in. Florida Man arrested for threatening McDonald's worker with blank.
So it's like a weapon?
Could
basically
be.
Yes, but okay. I didn't know if
used as a weapon, whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
I was trying to. Used, okay. I was used just determining that, or if it was like threatened to do something to her. Gotcha.
Oh, gotcha. No, use something as a weapon to threaten.
Threatened
in Tampa, by the way,
with blank.
So throw that
in
out there.
Tampa.
Shout out Tampa.
Does that matter?
Sometimes Kevin says.
I know. I just want. I was hoping you would say yes or no.
I like to know the location where this is happening.
I'm gonna say. Damn, I got two, and I'm trying to decide between the two.
All right, well, I'll go. A dildo.
Very different. Very different ones.
It's a dildo.
Damn.
Chris, just slinging that shit
fucking,
around.
Yeah, that was one.
I think that would give a concussion. Like, if you had a big,
oh,
ball,
yeah.
10, 12 inch black.
You
like,
ain't going to give no concussion, okay?
Bro, I'm talking about the ones that you can whip, and it kind of like, ding-a-ding-ding.
Show me the length of it again.
Right. Just, at least that. Like, one of those ones where you're like, there's
Jesus
no human
Christ.
That's taken that.
Yeah, that thing's
guys,
knocking you the fuck
out. Since this is a podcast, Jason just put his arms out what had to be a 2-foot-long dildo that was a foot fucking in girth.
Girth was intense, yeah. That's impressive. Yeah, it would not, you would maybe
look at his hand.
Yeah,
that's knocking you the fuck out.
Yeah. Also, not a little baby, little 2-inch fucking busted up.
Okay,
thumb
bro.
You know, there's people here.
We got it.
What were we using, Kev? We got a dildo so far.
What did Chris say?
I was gonna say dildo. I'm just gonna say a knife. That seems too tame, though. It's too calm. But we're going knife.
I mean, the story alone, it's McDonald's, so it's just like anything you say, it's overreaction. Like
I was gonna go with one of two things, and the first one. I can't get both, obviously.
Obviously.
No.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I'm not going to say.
What the fuck was that, by the way?
clearing my throat. I had a cock in my mouth.
Okay. Take it out for a minute.
You have one all the time in your mouth on this podcast.
I was going to say a hot cup of coffee. Like, I'll throw this shit right back.
A McDonald's cup of coffee.
But I decided against that. I'm going with, like, a bottle rocket.
Okay.
Like I will light this.
I will light this fucking thing on fire.
I will shoot you with this bottle rocket.
But, yeah.
Oh man, you guys ever use like the PVC pipes and shoot each other with them?
Nope, that's just too crazy. Ass.
Wait, nobody's done that?
I've seen people do it, but I'm not the one idiot that's
I've seen it, but I haven't done it.
Wait a second, I'm talking like the little baby firecrackers or the firecrackers, basically bottle rocket style. Like you're afraid of those? Those aren't gonna hurt you. Like
they will hurt you.
Didn't do it.
In fact,
no. Like worst case scenario, hits you in the eye, but like it's not blowing up a hand or anything like that. These are little fucking baby firecrackers that fly.
I had a roommate who had one explode on his bare chest and burn the shit out of his chest.
Yeah, is he walking around?
Rest in peace.
He's fine. He's fine.
Rest in peace.
I know he's fine.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. We are outside, and we had one of Rob's friends was like hanging out.
What's his
name?
The
Deep.
Shout out Deep.
His name?
Huh? No, I think I've met him. That's his name.
That is
his name.
Name's
actually Deep.
Deep Patel. Yes.
Shout out Deep.
Yeah. So, anyways, we were just like outside hanging out, and the door it was our apartment. The way the door works is like once it's closed, you have to like use a key card to open it up, almost like a hotel.
Yeah.
But we had it cracked. So like I don't think any of us had our key card. So Deep tosses a bottle rocket out, closes the door. And like before we closed the door, we all like ran. We saw the bottle rocket, ran to like get to the door to like hop in before it exploded. And he closed the door. So it shoots off, hits the door and just explodes on his bare chest.
Ouch.
Yeah, he was pissed. He kicked him out of the apartment.
Oh, for good.
For good, yeah. He was like, if I'm at the apartment, I don't want him here.
God damn.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
That was his real name. Birth certificate
yes.
says Deep.
Deep, yes.
His parents wanted him to be an athlete, right? Like, there's like nothing else you can do with that or a porn star.
They sure did dig deep for that one, huh?
God damn.
Stop.
He's like, I'm not going to stop until I get the crickets I deserve, you son of a bitch.
Fucking, I don't know what else I got to do.
I don't know. You just got
to. Chris, are you going to do it?
There we go.
That's the worst. I don't know why you guys like it when he does that.
I don't know, but you keep asking for it, so I keep doing it.
No, one person asks for it. I don't.
I will ask for it every single time.
That's all I need is one person asking.
I will ask for it every single time.
By the way, Chris, give it to him one more time. This is Chris's version of crickets.
Versus...
I mean, identical. Identical. I can't tell. Was that Chris again?
Come in this.
Yeah, I just did it a second time. I don't know.
Yeah, was that Chris again?
Yeah. Oh, long story short, none of you guys got it right.
I gotta figure. Perf. Get it.
Florida man arrested for threatening McDonald's worker with a crowbar.
Oh.
That's not that exciting. Yeah. Come on, Florida man, step your
Chris
game.
Chris wasn't
up.
That far off with the knife, and he was.
I know.
He
really I know. And I thought a knife wasn't.
I'm disappointed, frankly.
I'm sorry. It actually was a very current, like, I think it happened this week or a couple days ago. So I felt like it was good. It was like,
there's been times where I literally, like, read the exact Florida man quote the day of you did the Florida man. I still don't remember.
Oh, yeah. There was a few that I didn't want to do that it was like went famous. It went viral. Like, everyone was talking about this Florida man. And I did it like a week later. You're like,
I don't know.
Yeah, I've never seen that one. Or I've seen it, but I totally forgot.
Yep, 100%.
Also, I wanted to bring up Danny Wan. I want to give props to him. He sent me a text probably 2 hours into us dropping last week's episode. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hey, man, there's a moment that you said that Kev only had 1 point on the board. I've counted two. He has two now. And I was like, you're absolutely correct. I'm sorry. I probably meant he got one only for like Florida man. But yes, Kevin has two. And I appreciate all of you who are keeping track, so what happens in the future doesn't happen. What happened in the past won't happen in the future again.
Danny.
So.
And
you're
isn't
the
Danny
fucking man.
Isn't well you say that, isn't Danny also the one that pointed out that Kevin actually
but
possibly
nobody
lost
went back
to Chris
and did the
last
research,
year.
But here we
yeah.
are.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out Danny. You're the man, Danny. Shout out.
He's like, I love you now, Danny. I hated you a couple months ago.
I don't hate anybody for the record.
We
don't
get a race
chance,
out of it. Kevin
shit.
So we had some updates on it. Chris can't make it down, so it won't be a
pussy.
One-on-one race.
But yeah, that's on me. Come up here, then.
It was never going to be a one-on-one race because they wouldn't be able to race on the same one fairly, so they all had to take their turn. So it's not that big of a thing outside of them just not being in person, which would have been cool. But that being said, it's still going to happen. We're still going to do both of them live. We'll still have a way of timing it to make sure that it's both accurate.
Chris
the only thing
run
I need you guys to do
some 5-year-old's field now.
What field are you going to?
That's what I'm saying. You both need to get on a field and do some walking steps to make sure both of these are kind of the same. But as far as I know,
find
all
a spring
the same
training place. Field. Just run on the field in the middle of a spring training game.
I got fucking ESPN Worldwide of Sports.
There we go.
I got MTSU. I got a college down the street. I'll go to the
middle
baseball
Tennessee
field.
State.
Yeah, I'm sure they're just going to let you just jump on the baseball field.
You
fucking
you can do it at Doak.
Yeah. Wait, time out, Kevin. You're going to fucking ESPN Worldwide.
Wait a second. You're giving me shit for going to...
I know Mickey Mouse.
Oh.
Got it.
Mr. Mouse. You're on a first name basis, are you?
Mr. Mouse.
Michelob Mouse.
Wouldn't that be his last
Michelob. Shut up, Chase.
God damn it, Chase.
Okay.
Fucking sick of it.
All right.
How are the sprints going, Kev? You feel good? You feel loose?
I haven't done one sprint.
You better stretch and warm up for hours because you're going
to gonna fucking kill you.
Chase, shut up.
Jesus.
Shut up.
I honestly think if Chris beats him, it's not going to be by much, but I'm just more worried that Kevin's going to go in and just be like, chug a monster and just fucking go at it right off the bat.
Again, for the 19th time, I do not drink monster energy drinks.
Rain.
Sorry, you're going to chug a rain. Like, it's
They're
so
very
much
different.
Oh, okay.
They are very different.
I think he's going to take it serious. I really do.
Didn't we say we're doing like two or three attempts? So he can
yes. Take it serious. It's in 2 weeks. How serious can I take it?
No, I mean day of take it serious. Obviously, you're not training.
He's going to go to sleep early. He's going to prepare. He's going to get good night's sleep.
Yeah, you're going to have some carbs the night before.
Have at least three reigns before, and then he's good to go.
Kevin, I expect a really over-the-top hype video. Like,
well, I thought that I was going to have all sorts of friends here. Now they're all fucking gone.
And Chris, I'm assuming you're going to wear the Green Man outfit while you run, obviously.
I mean, it's the most aerodynamic.
Oh, if you can, I would love it because I think I could probably. I would love to attempt it. I've never green screened a man before, but it would be cool because if you give me an establishing shot and then like basically a locked off shot of you running or of the base that you're running and then run it again
like
without
Predator.
Moving the camera.
Can you do like Predator?
We might be able to key you where it looks like you just see shoes and head running the whole time. You know what I mean? Like not even head. Is the full body, does it go from face all the way down to shoes?
Oh, the Green Man, it's a full suit. I don't even know if I have it.
Yeah.
Man.
You said last episode is the most interesting thing in your house. You better fucking have it.
What? I did
and
not
yes,
say that.
Yes, I listened
that.
To these episodes 10 times. I know.
And that wasn't last episode.
But that being said, Kev, hype video, you know, like Sandlot, you going to bed with the cleats on, all of the above. I need it.
It wouldn't be the worst thing that's been in your bed recently.
It's true.
It's valid.
It's a good
point. But that being said, you don't have to do all three attempts, but the
yes,
rule
you do.
Will be
yes,
you have
do.
Three attempts, the best time wins. So I'm not saying
your,
it's, a,
why
it's
do
the
you
best
have
of
your
three.
Attempts?
I'm doing one attempt, and I'm done.
Okay, you can do that. That's fine. But you have the option of doing three. Chris has the option of doing three.
Yeah, what if, like, the first time you don't trip, but you're just like, I can do better. Like, I just –
like,
I didn't round second good. I didn't like my rounding of second.
Or you take it like track and field and you do a good one with good stride and you don't push yourself too much just to say, all right, I didn't risk anything. I got a good time on there.
Yeah.
All right, now let's go ham and see if I can cut really fast or something like that and pull the hammy.
Mm-hmm. It's strategy.
And pull the hammy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Chris would be like, I'm going to do all three. And Chris would be like, Kevin's like, I'm going to do one. You get
so
one.
Out of curiosity, Chris.
Oh, Jesus.
No. No. So Chris, attempt one, pulls his hamstring, has to walk it. He's done. Right?
Fucking right, he's done.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a part of it.
Yeah.
Same with me.
Yes.
Or I can literally just walk it and take the L.
But you're not going to get to see his first, and you're not going to see
yours. I can run it backwards.
Please. Please use that for one of your three.
As you can, as backwards as I can.
Please use that for one of yours. Just run it backwards.
Just reverse.
Just speed this. Reverse. Like, just yeah, reverse exactly. The video and send it back to me.
I did it backwards, bro.
I'd be like, he's full of shit. I know what he did.
That would be kind of funny, actually.
I'd be like, this motherfucker.
I don't know why, but I kind of want to see it. That being said, we're going to jump into 7 minutes in heaven. Today was an absolute fucking just
I mean, NFL. We just talk football
first day all
day.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to do a little UFC update, a little bit of FSU update. But absolutely, it's going to be all NFL. Yeah. So, guys, come and listen. Ladies, check it out. Who said it? Somebody – was it Naomi? Was just like, thank you for trying to get me to watch 7 minutes – or listen to 7 minutes, but I'm still not going to do it. I appreciate you being
thank
honest.
You, but yeah. No.
Honesty.
But, yes, please check it out. If you're listening to this, the episode of 7 Minutes in Heaven has already dropped. So, please go and check it out.
We'll be back.
I just get it's the shirt. I keep looking at the shirt. And I feel like the way
the Liverpool moving. Shirt.
Yeah,
Liverpool.
Is that still a shirt that they wear?
No, this is like 2 years ago.
Damn, they get rid of them every year. It's a new jersey.
It's like an alternate kit.
Oh.
This year was like a weird design, and like a big green square on the side.
Yeah, not a huge fan of those.
It wasn't terrible, but not as good as this one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you own a soccer jersey, Chase?
No.
Do you own a soccer shirt?
Like Liverpool? No. I used to have an Orlando City one. I don't know if I still have it.
We all should.
Yeah, I have an Orlando City shirt.
Red shorts, yes.
Red shorts.
A few moments later.
Guys, we're back. We just discovered we do have a This Is Where We Fucked Up. I don't remember if we alluded to saying that we wouldn't have one episode.
We didn't.
But we do, and I know you guys are worried. And I'm pretty sure it was our boy Mayor Andy that did it. Or Mayor Jose, I don't know. Let's find out.
We're going to find out.
going on, guys? Yep, if you guessed it, you're right. Another middle-aged white guy on a podcast. It's the mayor filling in for Jose on This Is Where We Fucked Up, the weekly segment on the podcast where we call out the mistakes of the previous week.
Love you, Andy.
I'm here once again to show my work, but it's going to be a real quick one today. And if you don't like that, you know what? DM Jason for a refund. He'll get right back to you on that. So what do you say, guys? Let's not waste any more time and...
Dive right in.
This is where we fucked up on episode 242 of Cup to Cup, a comedy podcast?
That's a question mark sometimes.
Now, firstly, we're never really short on material, but this week it truly is kind of slim pickings. I'm going to go ahead and clear something up that I've meant to for some time, but for whatever reason, just has never been checked when it's thrown out there. I mean, sure, people have tried and they've tried to do some semantic karate, but this is just fact. This segment is definitely not the most consistent segment on the podcast.
Dan,
are we forgetting segments like, I don't know, the opening item, which has occurred literally every episode that's been recorded since the beginning of time? Or even Florida Man. You can't even really say that it's the most consecutive segment because both of those probably have strings that are far more high in consecutive appearances. So there you go, boys. In the spirit of what this segment is about, it's on the table. Definitely not the most consistent. Sorry, Jose. Moving right along. Jose said this last week about the juiced balls in MLB.
You know, they say all men are created equal, but you look at me and you look at Small Joe and you can see that statement is not true. See, normally if you go one-on-one with another wrestler, you got a 50-50 chance of winning. But I'm a genetic freak, and I'm not normal. So you got a 25% at best at beating me. And then you add Kurt Angle to the mix, your chances of winning drastically go down. See, the three-way at Sacrifice, you got a 33 1/3 chance of winning. But I got a 66 2/3 chance of winning because Kurt Angle knows he can't beat me, and he's not even going to try. So, Samoa Joe, you take your 33 1/3 chance minus my 25% chance, and you got an 8 1/3 chance of winning at Sacrifice. But then you take my 75% chance of winning if we used to go one-on-one and then add 66 2/3%, I got 141 2/3 chance of winning at Sacrifice.
That math.
So what I will say, obviously, awesome. Is the juice ball theory is just that, a theory. And it's based around a 2022 analysis by Business Insider, who took a sample of about 200 balls from the 2022 season and analyzed their weights. The juice balls, meaning heavier balls, which will, in physics term, leave the bat at a higher exit velocity than a dead ball, which would be a lesser weight ball. And then in the analysis, they found that there were balls that were right at the mean in the middle of the observed weights that were recorded for the different balls. And what they also found was that the juice balls were likely to appear in scenarios where you think they probably would. So, for example, the home run derby, the all-star game, and then some other choice games. But most specifically, there was a strong correlation to the juiced and Goldilocks balls appearing at New York Yankees games. And if you will go back to 2022, you will remember that Aaron Judge was on his historic run to 62 home runs, the highest number of home runs in the American League since Roger Maris, and the first player to eclipse that mark without suspicion of being on performance enhancing drugs.
But the balls were
MLB's never confirmed it, but obviously it's out there because people are talking about it.
Damn.
There was some talk last week about guys that were very scared of having small calves and some talk about what they might have been channeling. Not a correction, but I just want to see if anyone else remembers this because this is the first thing that popped into my head. So on season 3, episode 11 of the MTV show True Life, there was an episode entitled I Want the Perfect Body. It followed three different groups. There was a group of two women that were trying to get into Playboy magazine. They subsequently became addicted to plastic surgery. They had lip fillings and breast implants and tummy tucks and all of the different things. Then there was a separate woman who also got addicted to plastic surgery, but ended up being disfigured and had a strong sense of regret. But most relevantly, there was a gentleman named Luke who was a bodybuilder and addicted to going to the gym, but could not get his calves to bulk up. So he underwent a what looked to be a really intense surgery to actually put calf implants into his legs and complete that aesthetic. And it was insane. I think about it every now and then when someone complains about having calves that won't grow or are too small. But anyways, as I was looking up details on this episode to confirm it was what I was thinking of, this guy eventually did go on to go and do gay porn under the stage name Tony Cage. So this is just my formal request. Jose, we need a review. Can you follow up on what happened to Luke and his calves?
And his calves.
And the last correction, you know, in full disclosure, I've never watched a recorded episode. I've always listened to the audio format on Apple Podcasts. But apparently during the show last week, Jose set off some fireworks on his camera. This is a pretty common thing that you are able to do on Apple computers now with the most recent updates to the operating system whenever you're using the video camera or microphone for a web meeting. There are a number of reactions, including fireworks, a giant thumb-like hearts. There's a laser light show. Also, there's some other video effects like portrait lighting, video blur, and a mic isolation. It's all at the top on the toolbar. You can access it whenever you're using the video camera. And finally, here is this week's
moment of cringe.
Me, gotta be a big breakfast guy. Mostly due to cum.
Ooh, I do love a good omelet.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's it for this week.
What
this
happened?
Segment brought to you by NeuroGum, the unofficial gum of podcasts where cum omelets are for breakfast. Try any two flavors of 9 pieces of NeuroGum for only $4 at any number of limited retail locations. If I missed anything, you know what to do. Slip into Jose's DMs and let him know. And until next time, peace.
I got
Why
my
does he say
so
it like
say,
that?
Peace.
I got my in-laws. I got John and Elizabeth to try one. Finishing the hike, and they're kind of like, kind of tired. I was like, hey,
NeuroGum.
It was literally,
I've got something
like,
for you.
Take. And they kind of looked at me because they're like, you smoke weed? So they're like kind of questioning what I was about to do. Like, this kid is illegal.
This fucking guy.
And I was like, swear to God, you can buy this on the store. Even Emily. And
it's legal. It's legal.
I told them, I was like, there's not that much caffeine. Jonathan was like, how much caffeine? I was like, well, a normal cup's like 100. This is like 25 milligrams or something, like super low. And then he was almost interested, and I was like, oh, I almost got him. And then Emily's like, no, I tried it. It's actually pretty good. And then he tries it. I was no one trusts me. Like, that's what
they don't
I
believe
out
me.
Right away.
You
like,
did work for a weed company
a
at one point.
It's a Chapeau thing, it seems like. They just don't trust
maybe,
you.
Maybe. But yeah, they picked it up, and they were like, oh, yeah, like I was feeling tired. And then I was like, oh, I'm not tired. Like I laughed. Like I wish I could record people's like, cause it's not like everyone's when you take one of these, everyone feels like you're going to be like fucking wired, and you're really not. It's like a gradual, like out of nowhere.
Just helps.
And what's best is Chase has yet to have any, right?
No, I have.
No, you tried it.
I've had it multiple times.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. Okay. I take that back. I'm sorry.
Oh,
is Andy. Sorry. Andy. Has Andy claimed to get it yet?
That's a good question.
Jose hasn't. And
Jose
Chris,
hasn't.
You haven't, right?
Jose I haven't hasn't either.
And Chris hasn't. Yeah.
Oh, I thought Chris did.
I definitely thought, Chris, you went to go buy them at CVS one day or something.
Every time I've tried, they've not had it every time I've gone.
It might. Is it CVS or Walgreens? One or the other.
I don't.
Like,
I
one does, one does not, though.
Oh. Well, the one I go to close to my house, CVS, they do not have it. Yeah, so it must be Walgreens then.
Well, I enjoyed that one. That soundbite from fucking wrestling. I don't know why I haven't heard
66
that in my life.
I said that in my life.
That's fucking hilarious. That was great.
At one point,
that's
I thought
awesome.
He was actually doing the math and was adding up, and then it was like
and
one
it kept going.
And he was fucking gone. I was like, oh, never mind.
I got 140% chance to win. It's like, wait, I don't get your math, sir.
When he was like somewhere around 70%, but if you add 33.1.2 quarters, that means I have 143% chance to win. I was like, I don't understand.
Like, nope. Like,
I want to see the person interviewing him like, that doesn't check out.
Yeah. So if you want that kind of energy, don't take NeuroGum. That's cocaine.
Yeah, he went straight. He did not take Nargum. That was straight cocaine.
Oh, no, I wanted to comment as well. What happened to when the moment of cringe was an actual moment, not something spliced together? Stop fucking making me say that I you know, come on, you know, omelets.
You might have
shit.
Actually said that.
No, I did not say that.
You
might have. Okay.
You just, maybe you put a and he just cut the out.
Yeah, that's fine. No, that's not
that's wrong.
Yeah, but yeah, moment of cringe is moment of cringe, not moments spliced together.
To be
of
fair,
cringy
it's,
things.
Okay, it's been moments. He's but the splice is new. I'll give you that.
He's gonna compile a shitload of them.
Here it comes.
Own you now.
Stay
like,
tuned.
I feel like.
Plus, I'm luck, not the Jeff. Only one that says come on here.
No, you do.
Yeah, it might be.
Honestly, you do. Yeah,
might be.
No, I don't think he's gonna compile like actual real ones. I think he's gonna cut it up like one of those like kidnapping things where they take like snippets.
That individual
like,
letter from different.
But
words.
He's gonna do it like throughout the whole episode, make you
like
say something
now.
Stupid like. I am Kevin, and I love Andy's cock.
Yeah.
Well, now he has
a moment of cringe.
Yeah, there, he just did it. He's like, I got it for you.
I don't want to throw it out there, but
it's there, and you don't even have to do all of what he just
said.
Take
it or leave it.
It's What's That Sound?
Come on down and name that sound.
You gotta get him to do more titles. Or more,
I know, JC,
interest.
For sure.
His like Showtime voice is
hot. Spot on. Mm-hmm. It's spot on.
I've told him if you go to Voice123, it's free. I'm sure they take like a cut, a percentage of your bills, but that's where a lot of like not like small to medium sized companies get their like your up and coming people there. Like I've landed some good people that have become like bigger voices, but. You just fucking throw in an audition, and if someone randomly goes, "That's I need a game show," and they look it up, yeah. And there's you, like that's easy money. Mm. Yes. I think Kevin could. I told Kevin to do it. I think he does really good. Like, it was like the 50s or 40s, like baseball commentary. Mm. Like you do it like old school.
Mm. Mm. I'm not gonna do it here.
He's like, I'm not gonna do it at the moment, but
appreciate the compliment, but not gonna do it. So. We got What's That Sound? I know it's been a minute, guys. Super easy. I pull a, call it normal, a household sound from my house, everyday kind of thing you would do, and I put them in there. I normally give them one that's pretty easy. They always say it's not easy, and they make fun of me for it, and then I give them a hard one. I think you're going to get both, and I also think the first one's very easy. So I hate setting it up.
Not
oh,
get,
and also
I'm not
the
getting
rules
either
are
one.
So bad at this, dude.
They only have one round of guess, and then after everyone's guess, they can go again. But the first one to say it, do we want the first one to say it, or if you just get it, everyone can get a point? I kind of want to make this a little bit different.
You basically want everybody to guess, and then be
I don't
like,
want it to be just like name that show.
Like first one to get it, if like they get it, you're like they get the point.
Is that what you want, or you want any? If you get it right, I'll tell you at the end, and then you
yeah, I like everybody. Done. I like everybody guessing, and then
I don't
like,
want
to right,
be the
answer.
Done.
The rule setter here.
Heard that?
You said you are.
I said
he
I
said
don't
he
want
doesn't.
To be.
Oh, got it. Cool. Chris did perfect. That's the rule. You don't have to rush, so no pressure on that. Chase is like, all right, my butthole.
Can we duplicate then? Chase
yes.
says it. I could say the same thing.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
That doesn't feel as dirty.
He's like, I don't feel right.
Not like in a sexual way. I'm just saying, like, if I guess the right answer first, then it's you're gonna be like, oh shit, yeah, you know what that is actually that's exactly what it is.
Well, then why don't you wait for me and Chris to guess?
It's a strategy. You don't have to go first.
Yeah. Why don't we rotate who goes first to stop that from happening consistently?
Kevin,
I don't like that either.
Oh my God.
Well, there's nothing pleases you then, apparently.
We'll say it at the end. We'll say it at the end. You have to say within 3 seconds
there you go.
Of me telling you, and I'll flip it around. I won't make you go first twice. All right, first sound, supposed to be the easy one. Household object or task, whatever you want to say. You want to do it
play
again?
Play it again? Yeah, play it again.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's...
All right, you want me to call you?
Oh.
You guys ready? You want to think on it?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I've got to narrow it down to two things.
All right, Chase, you go.
Can you play it one more time?
Nope.
Sure.
God, it's the end that's throwing me off.
I know exactly what it is.
I have a pretty good idea, I think.
Okay, it's either cereal or dog food to me. I'm going to go dog food.
Kevin?
This is... let me get my wording right. Coffee beans going into a coffee grinder.
Okay. Chris?
Nope. It's dog food going in the dog bowl.
No, that's too hard for dog food.
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe I shut up.
You can put it on the board. Yeah. Pretty unique.
I have a coffee grinder.
I know, but you said everyday item that everyone has.
Then you guys obviously got it wrong.
I don't drink coffee, so.
Right, I mean. Son of a bitch.
Yes. Yeah.
What are you feeding them, bro?
Yeah.
It almost threw me.
Like yours.
It almost threw me off the end. It almost sounded like you poured like a liquid on top of it. That's what made me almost say
there
cereal.
Might. So their water bowls and dog bowls are the same. Rinse them out a little bit. Don't judge me. I don't give a fuck.
That's no judgment.
Yeah.
So sometimes there is water in there. So that could have been like a splash or like it was hitting water and it was a little bit dull versus that one.
I feel like you're feeding them like fucking pellets, bro. I'm looking out for your dogs.
Before I forget, let me find. Can someone grab
God
the dog
damn it.
And put your points on there?
Congrats, boys. Sheets. Also, Chris went to piggyback like a little bitch.
Well, he went third, so he could have piggybacked yours, but he piggybacked.
But
the
but Kevin was wrong, so yeah. I didn't pick Kevin's wrong answer.
And he was confident. He said
I said from the
get go,
yeah. I knew it was dog food going in the dog bowl.
Yeah, I bet.
Shut up, bitch.
Damn.
Little Chase Dick hanger motherfucking bitch ass.
What was that? Chase Dick hanging?
Chase Dick.
I don't know what that means.
That dick, swinging back.
I'm not hanging on
Tarzan.
I'm not hanging on Chase's dick. And
Chase,
not,
say another one. I
that,
gotcha.
That big old dick, you could swing like Tarzan.
You could. Both of
are
us
are you get ready for that second
shot? Yeah. Let's do it.
I did Tarzan forget. We haven't done this in a while. If they don't guess it right, I will not give them the correct answer at the end. And
confirmed.
Then let the viewers or listeners
either one
guess. And the first person that sends us the correct answer gets it. I know there's a tiebreaker where just because you watch it later, you might get a chance. Basically, if I get a multiple people that get it correctly, then I'll give you fucking t-shirts. I don't care.
There you
just
go.
Send me
come
the
on.
Correct answer.
Chase is annoyed by everything you're saying.
Chase is not annoyed at all.
Shut up, Kevin. Move it along.
Text us, whatever you want to do, send us a sound. All right, this one I think will be a little bit harder based off your responses on dog food. All right,
coffee beans.
Two, one.
Why is it going for so long?
I paused it.
Oh, okay.
I paused it there, but just think about it. That actually should go. Mm. You should be thinking it wasn't in repeat. That's all I'll tell you. That was a full action of something.
Okay. Got a good feeling about this one too.
Do it again. Do it again.
Hit it again.
Just tell me when you want to shut it off.
Feel good about it.
Okay. Well, actually, that actually is the end. It stopped and paused. You want to do it one more time?
No, no, I think I'm good.
I mean, look at Chase. I don't know if he's jamming out or pooping.
This is the most competitive person that I've ever experienced in my whole entire life. This man literally is shaking his head yes and yes, yes, with his head, his eyes closed. He's just nodding his head. For those
he's
of
like,
you watching
he's
on
praying.
YouTube
he's like,
right
please.
Now, you can see what I'm showing you. Just nodding his head like, yes, I think I fucking have it. Let me double check. Yep,
he's not
that's
wrong.
Exactly
he wasn't. He's,
he's
not
trying
wrong.
To visualize. He's like,
so with that
come
being
on,
said, I'm
come
just
on.
Gonna, I'm going to wait for Chase to go. So.
All right, Chris.
It's can opener. You're opening a can.
Okay. Kevin?
Oh, there's no fucking shot. That's it. No shot.
All right, well, don't piggyback then, bitch.
That was one of my two thoughts.
I think that
Kevin's already 0 for 1, so
I think it's you slipping your finger on an old cheese grater.
See,
my other thought wasn't a finger, though.
Well, I mean, you got to make the noise. I don't know, however.
I thought
cheese.
He was actually grating something.
I have to cover my face. I have no.
I would say it's. Can I? I'm just gonna say cheese grater. Don't use the finger part of it. You know,
those were literally my two thoughts.
Get the fuck out
but
of
But fuck
town.
Kevin, so I'm going to go with the can opener.
You need a new can opener if that's the fucking thing. I'm just throwing it out there.
You can put it on the board! No way. Yeah. Well,
Chris is on fire, dude.
You know I got it.
100% got it.
Yes.
Crazy.
Why don't y'all get off each other's fucking dicks?
High five, Chris.
Chris has 4. Kevin has 2. Chase has 3. Jose
There's
has 2.
There's no way that I just
3 in the last
through.
2 weeks.
I just went through a goddamn hell on fucking Name That Sound. I just want the
You are
what,
too, you
what just happened?
You guys
you
teamed
are too
up.
Creative.
You guys, the 3 of you are fucking colluding. Yeah.
Well, and I also love
shut this the fuck goddamn up. Collusion.
I love how confident you were that
There's
we
no
are both wrong.
Yeah, that's not out. A can opener. That's
actually
that's
in the dog food. He's like, no, shot that's dog. Yeah.
You know what? I want videos with these from now. Can you make that happen?
Yeah, I'll make it happen next time.
Yeah, because
yeah, blur it
what
out.
What the fuck are you doing, dude?
I don't know about you, but I go through can openers all the time. I buy expensive ones, cheap ones. The
play it
like this.
Let me hear it again.
Chirp.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a
when
giant
you keep
green.
Going afterwards when you're done opening.
Oh,
it?
I was a big can. We eat a lot of green beans in the house, so we bought. I tried a big can of green beans. I swear to God,
just a giant can.
Kevin, no shot.
I swear, bro.
Your mom gave you a deal on a bucket big can or something. Like,
honey, no, it's right on the bottom. They usually just sell not French cut, like just the normal cut green beans. Hmm. My kids will eat those straight out of the can.
Really?
Yeah. Emily
you
have
the
green
beans,
nothing, bro.
No, I will, but they don't need to. But yeah, it makes Emily gag too. Every time she sees us eat them like that, she's like,
"Why are you eating
sick.
Green beans straight up?" Please don't do your kids like that. Fucking
I mean, I love some green beans. But.
It was literally they saw me eat one like out of the can before I started cooking them. I normally boil it with a little bit of like Worcestershire.
Seriously, got like a rumbling in my tummy.
Yeah, it's like I don't feel so good right now.
Like the fucking green bean juice. Like you're just digging your fingers in the green bean juice. Like yeah, let me just.
Kevin's gonna hear green beans and be like,
layer topped off. I know we're weird. I'm not gonna claim that it's not weird, but I don't think it deserves a.
Also, how much fucking green beans? Holy shit. I mean, well, green beans are great. I like green beans.
Yeah, green beans.
Don't get me wrong.
So here's the thing.
I can't say I've had any more than 2 cans in a fucking week in my life.
Fair. Yeah. Okay. Here's the reason why. It's my go-to. So I try different vegetables with my kid all the time.
Uh-huh.
So most of the time, it doesn't work. Like, I'll try crazy stuff like sautéed peppers and asparagus and collard greens, shit like that. Where I'm like, no shot they're going to like it, but I'm going to have them try it anyway. And if they don't, I have the green beans ready to go
pivot.
Either.
Okay.
Yeah, that they can go. Like, I'm not going to try to – I know it's not a good habit. Like, I don't – but it's a toddler. To force them to eat collard greens, that's fucking kind of hard. So that's where I'll give in. And be like, well, then you're going to have 10 green beans. And they're like, awesome, let's go.
So not only
yes.
do they – that's like a treat to them.
Kind of, yeah.
My kids are like, hey, can I have some pudding after dinner? And I'm like, you got to finish your dinner. Jason's kids are like –
green
hey,
beans.
You finish your dinner, you can have 10 green beans.
Yes, you know, let's go.
Okay,
I'm gonna finish
he
this
green
dinner.
Beans. Dad, are they straight out of the can? Let's fucking do it.
I will correct you and tell you no. Hell no. You've seen my kid. There's no way in fuck you've seen my kid get as big as he is on just green beans. My kid will literally ask for dessert. He will be eating dessert and look at me with puppy eyes and be like, Daddy, can I have some ice cream? And I'm like, you're eating an ice cream cone right now. He goes, yeah, but like one that I can eat with a spoon. I was like,
more?
Yeah, but like another one.
A different one.
So like no. A second one.
Yeah,
right,
they make
all
other
right.
kinds, Dad. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah. This is vanilla. You have chocolate in there.
Yeah.
So.
52 different flavors.
Hey,
you want.
Sorry again, Kev. You had a shit day today. Kev and
no,
Chris.
No, I'm good. Hey, Josh
Chris.
Jacobs. Going to the Packers. We're good.
He's like, I feel pretty good
about
today.
Okay, cool. I got to put the points in on the doc as well.
Make sure you put them in incorrectly like you did mine, just for the record.
Oh, okay. Did I really?
Thank you, Danny. Appreciate you.
I didn't put it in the board incorrectly. I said it out loud.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you so goddamn much.
Let's see. Kevin. Yep, I got 2 points. No, you're good, bro.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Whatever. I'm so hurt, bro.
Those are the wrong answers, Chris. You're stupid.
I'm just saying, I need to see, bro.
What do you need to see?
Well, the it's just like constant grinding.
We had no problem guessing.
It sounded empty too. Like, are you on an empty can? Like, this is so.
He's very upset about it. He's like, I've got more questions.
You're definitely overthinking it.
You're supposed to overthink. It's fucking name that sound. You're supposed to like. It's a very unique sound.
I'm sorry.
One too difficult though.
I don't know what you want me to do. I apologize.
Fuck it. He says, just fuck it.
Let's get on. Let's get on with the fucking episode.
Don't get
I'm sick of this shit.
Okay. What do you want to play? What are we
fill
doing?
Fill in the blank.
This guy is hurt, bro.
It's time for fill in the blank. Three blanks. One answer. Two guys. Wait, one answer? There's two of us. Why is there only one answer? Who's answering? I don't get it. Ah, fuck it.
Hey, man.
He's not over. It's okay. Let it.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, we moved on now. He's need a second.
Yeah.
This is fill in the blank, where we normally go through a list of things, vote on them, but decided not to narrow it down to three or vote on them and stick to what apparently Chris was either very stoned or.
No, not stoned.
I think he still might be stoned, to be honest. He's kind of out of it tonight. I don't know what it is, but.
A little bit. So we have. We're going to have to go through these a little fast. We cannot take our time. We have six. No. Yeah.
This isn't meant to be like a whole
this
story
isn't
just fired
fire,
out.
Chris.
Well, it kind of is tonight. Kind of is
it
tonight.
Has to be.
It.
So you it's all restaurant themed to fill in the blanks. So I'm going to go first. Chris will be going first
it's
every
an answer.
Time because these are his
answer.
Questions.
Yeah.
Followed by Kevin, then Chase last.
All right,
so Chase is a foodie, so I got to give him more time to think about this. It's only fair.
By foodie, do you mean someone who just eats a lot of food, though? That's what
no,
you mean.
But
you
not what a foodie is.
Obsessed with food like you.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's the last restaurant you went out and had a meal was?
Here in, as the place that does exist, even though Kevin thinks it's fake, Murfreesboro, I went to Sam's Grill. It's delicious.
Mm,
cool. Little sports bar.
Sam's?
Sam's Grill.
That sounds like something in Murfreesboro.
What is that?
It really does.
Hey, bro, you been to Sam's?
Yeah, it's good,
Sam's
man.
General Grill neutral name of all time. Like, what are we walking into? Yeah.
What would be a better name than if Sam's is a stupid name?
Bar. You just call it bar.
Just call it bar. Hey, we going to bar tonight?
There's a restaurant in Anna Maria Island called Eat Here.
I mean, I would
try. That is
try
the
it.
Name of the restaurant.
I did. I tried to.
It should be Let's Eat Here, and then so every time you tell your wife, hey, let's eat here, eat where? Let's eat here, and then just keep saying that over and over
Speaking
again.
Speaking of that, let me just change the subject real quick. There's a TikTok trend where it's like this is the easiest way to get your wife to tell you where that she wants to go to eat, and you just start off the conversation as she gets in the car. You'd be like, babe, I'm going to surprise you on where we're going tonight to eat. Take a guess, though. Where do you think we're going to go?
and
she's like, Olive Garden. That's right, you got it. We're going to
fucking nailed it.
Oh, babe, you got it. I can't believe you got spoiler. Jeez, dude.
Oh, man, you're such
wow.
a good guesser.
So, yeah.
I'm definitely trying it. I'm
that's
definitely
a good idea.
I love it.
It.
Yeah, I love it.
Holy brilliant. Shit, that's brilliant. Also, we're doing terrible with the rapid fire.
not rapid
Kevin?
Fire, but yeah.
Kevin?
Tons of questions. Cracker Barrel. I went to Cracker Barrel for my daughter's birthday, I think, possibly,
yeah.
question mark.
Yeah, that's
and,
she wanted to go.
And,
maybe?
I had Country Fried Steak. We don't go out to eat very often. We're kind of a, you know, stay at home.
Gotcha.
And
didn't eat. Ask what you were eating there. Just need another.
Don't give a shit about the context. Just moving
Jesus
on.
Christ. Chase
had a meal.
went to this place called Campfire Evergreen. It's a cool little place, and best part, it has a playground. So
didn't
Hudson
ask if
gets
it had
a
playground.
Yeah, just fuck off. Tell us the
okay,
place. Moving on.
That's my fault.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to
that's
take
my
like
fault.
Everybody's being a
that's
me.
My
sorry.
Fault. That's my fault.
I was interested right. in the playground, though.
Yeah. Was it like an adult playground?
Oh, really?
No, it's for,
questions.
For kids.
No, don't care. Moving on next one. Don't care about the playground.
Kevin, follow-up question for him. Okay, got it.
Doesn't care about all my right. country party.
What was yours, Jay?
Right. Rising Silo. It's a brewery.
That's not a restaurant,
farm.
Bro.
It well, counts.
It's the only
does
place
not
I
does not
if they serve food, it counts.
Literally a restaurant.
It what's has its own restaurant that's called
restaurant
Farm
only.
To Forge. Actually, it has its own Instagram thank called Farm to Forge. Yes, I ate a restaurant. It's
so
a
you
restaurant
went to Farm
to
Forge.
Thank you. Just say that.
So fucking
sorry, with no part.
Respect the question, then.
No playground. No playground.
I don't give a shit about a playground.
You feed your kids fucking canned green beans, obviously.
The last fast food place you visited was what, Chris?
Really? Come
Taco
on.
Taco Bell.
That's the easiest question ever. It's obviously Taco Bell.
Yeah, Wendy's for me.
No, we don't care. Moving on. We don't give a shit. Moving on.
McDonald's. Yeah.
Subway.
Avery's there. Subway.
Gross.
What are you trying to do to yourself? Avery's never had a Wendy's Frosty, so. Mm. And,
it's good. Did she try the French fry dip?
Yeah, she did. Because she heard about it. She was like, I heard it's good with French fries. So I bought her a little small French fry.
Did she like it?
She like just dabbed it in there the first time and she was like, nah. And then like I was still driving and she was like, wait, I scooped it out. This is really good, actually.
Actually.
Like, didn't get enough on it. Yeah. All right. Your favorite restaurant ever is what, Chris?
Cooch's. Cooch's in Tallahassee. Holy
mine,
shit. Not just
I mean,
dead
I like
Cooch's.
I like Cooch's as well. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Old Town Cafe. I met my wife and all my best friends there.
It's a good answer.
How can that not be my favorite restaurant?
The food is good.
You're a dick if you don't choose it.
Well, I'm a dick.
Well, especially you, Chase. You've also met your wife and all your best friends.
Yeah, but you've been getting on everybody about copying answers, so I don't want to copy your answer.
We got you.
For sure.
Hollaback Willow Tree.
Hollaback? In Sanford?
German restaurant.
Did you say Hollaback?
Hollerback.
I heard Hollaback.
Hollerback?
Like, you ain't no Hollaback girl?
Yeah.
Hollerback.
Hollerback.
Is that really what it's called?
Yeah.
But German. Like,
oh, the German place with the Das Boot place?
Yeah.
It's all
das
about
Boot?
Beer with you guys. You guys don't care about
what?
The fucking...
Their sausage platter, their Reuben, their food is fucking awesome.
I only went there.
But yes, I also love the atmosphere, boot, everything. It all goes into it.
It was a cool place.
Oh.
I was wasted.
Cool place.
Yeah.
Not Old Town. Ohana.
Cool.
He wouldn't put it out. Definitely not Old Town.
Ohana.
Ohana Grill?
Yeah, it's an all-you-can-eat Polynesian restaurant close to Disney or on Disney property at the Polynesian Hotel. Yeah.
Was it inspiration for your tattoos?
Oh, that's funny you say that. No.
Actually, no. It's not.
I should walk in there and be like, hey, I got a tattoo of your guys' place. So, like, if
I'm the owner.
So we, can we?
Can I have
how about
free
that?
Steak?
It might work. Man. No, I'm not talking to you, Alexa.
Blank was the first restaurant you went on a serious date at. Ooh.
Ooh. Serious date.
Consider serious.
I mean, I was thinking like a girlfriend, like high school, like that, like a serious date. First serious date, Hobbit Hoagies.
That is borderline not a restaurant.
But it's on the other side, so it still counts.
Which Hobbit Hoagie?
Yeah, that is a valid question.
Not the one by campus in high school.
Okay, that's better. That's better. Yeah.
There used to be one on
the
north
one
side
off,
of town.
Like, there's one that's like way off campus or way out of Tallahassee.
Like where?
I don't know, bro. I got drunk with some rednecks one time, and they were like,
"Go on." I like how this story starts.
This is where we go and drink and stuff, and we went out there, and I was just like, "All right, we're in the middle of fucking."
Where the fuck am I right now? I
have no idea. It's like Thomasville or some shit. I don't know.
No, I have not been there.
Thomasville. I believe it was like Olive Garden, maybe. I don't know. Like, there's not much in Pensacola, so we had Olive Garden on a hill. Everybody knows Olive Garden on a hill. Ooh. Naomi, if you're listening, you know the Olive Garden on the hill. You got to fucking walk up fucking goddamn 6 flights of stairs to get to it, basically. But yeah, I think it was that one.
Nice.
Interesting.
What I had was the Tour of Italy. No, I'm just kidding.
Applebee's.
Tour of Italy is banger.
Banger. I've never been able to finish the Tour of Italy.
Sorry, Chase, what did you say?
Applebee's.
You said,
Wait a second. Your first date?
That was serious date. Yeah.
Yes.
And that was your very first date ever? Or that
no.
very, very first
serious
date?
Yeah.
Was it Mary?
Yeah.
Yes, obviously. You didn't.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, shit.
I thought everyone knew that ongoing joke that the first date was Applebee's.
Yeah.
I heard Applebee's. That's what I assume with that. Applebee's.
Yeah.
Mine was Red Lobster. I was trying to think it was Olive Garden or Red Lobster. It was Red Lobster. Terrible choice for the bread if you plan to make out like
Red Lobster. What do you mean? Why?
The cheddar biscuits?
The cheddar biscuits. I said Chester, but I meant we don't want Chester.
But
also, like, hey! Chester does.
No, nope, leave him out. He's left.
No. Kev's like, I locked him out. He can't get back in. I locked him out.
This would be a good one. I feel like this night a few of us are there, so I can't see you guys getting drunker. So I feel like all of us are gonna have the same answer. The restaurant that you got the drunkest at was.
Oh shit! Well, dude, am I forgetting a spot?
Yeah, am I?
You go first this time.
We were clearly too drunk then.
Oh.
Old Town.
I was gonna say there fourth quarter.
Does it count if it's like after hours? Like,
well, no, because it was one of the Christmas parties where we can drink how much we want. After we went back to an after party. And I just remember that was one of the nights I kind of blacked out and crashed on.
Also, the night that Old Town shut down, we got pretty hammered.
Yeah, Chris and I. It's me and Jason.
Oh, yeah. No, you didn't come for that.
But no, fourth quarter is a good call. Fourth
quarter is the first thing that came to mind.
Wow, bro, I didn't even consider that either.
It's
definitely fourth quarter.
That's immediately what came to my mind.
Remember the year that I left for Oregon and we all partied and then we woke up and my dad was like building a fence and then you were like, what is your dad doing? I was like doing what my dad does always, just working. It was like 6 a.m. building a fence after he drank with us. Like,
because we got left we got left at fourth quarter and we had to get another ride home because my old neighbor left us. As Phoenix came in for recon, Phoenix like, you guys need a ride. We're like, we'll be out in a second, Phoenix. And we go out in the parking lot and we're like, I was like, yeah, they're gone. So we got plan B because they left us.
Yeah.
Thanks, Phoenix. Yeah.
It was stupid Long Islands,
bro.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the back
like
room.
A Long Island. Yeah, it was Long Island pitchers.
I think if we just saved $100 every time we went to fourth quarter, if instead of spending $100, we just put $100 to the side.
Yeah, you were usually the big spender.
Wait a minute.
Well, because you drank the most, and you and I ate the most. Yeah,
Mary.
Well, when Mary. Matt. I don't
drop some money too.
I don't know if y'all ever went out with Matt. Chris obviously did, but Matt used to fucking have because he would buy everyone
Matt
shots.
Big spend. He'd be like, I got this round of shots. He'd be like, he came after your time at Old Town. He was after your time.
Oh. But yeah, it's got to be fourth quarter.
Wow, we replaced Jason.
I wouldn't say you replaced. People had to come work after.
All
you.
The stories Matt they're talking about life, is like ones that we weren't involved with.
He's still in Tallahassee.
Our times were not that good.
Matt told me
I just talked about
you the way I do.
So what is your? Are we going fourth quarter?
It's got to be. Fourth
I think
quarter.
It's a unanimous a fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to get real drunk at Buffalo Wild Wings, like when I used to watch the Packers games by myself, like my freshman year. But that's about not as drunk as fourth quarter though.
We got pretty drunk at AJ's our first
day. Rest in peace.
Yeah. That was our first mandate, Kevin and I's, was AJ's. Aww. We watched the Packers play. And then we went
consider that a restaurant though?
I mean, we sat at the bar and ate food and then we went to the
I don't know if I
Christmas
ever
party.
Actually ate food at AJ's.
You missed out, bro.
Small in it.
I didn't what?
You didn't like the Jetta. You got in the car, you're like, it's a fucking small car, Jay.
It's a small car,
and now
dude.
I own one, so this is...
it's kind of funny. Yeah. All right, last one. Single best item sold at a chain restaurant is... Kevin, I think you just said it.
What?
The Frosty?
Tour of Italy.
Oh, Tour of Italy.
Chris, you know you had time to think
Chris,
about this.
I did.
I actually forgot about this one.
Because I didn't put this one. I guess chicken fingers. I don't fucking know.
From where?
Chicken fingers? Just in general?
It said single best world? Item sold at a chain restaurant is. Yeah, I thought it just meant like.
Which restaurant are you going to?
Yes.
I mean, now you can just pick one. Just nobody.
Chili's. We'll go get Chili's. Get the honey.
Didn't you love Chili's like queso thing?
Oh, the skillet queso is delicious.
So do that.
Yeah, do that, Chris.
Fuck it. I did not understand the question. Just get away from me.
I did not understand the question. Chris is stoned, guys.
Chris is not high. Chris has been drinking. Just I didn't get the question.
The correct answer is 22-ounce USDA prime bone-in ribeye Eddie V's. Eddie V's is his chain restaurant. It's the greatest steak. It's fucking delicious. Get it. Just a rare to mid-rare. Fucking put it right in your mouth. God damn, it's good.
Okay.
God damn it.
I forgot about this question, so I'm just going to say a bloomin' onion.
Bloomin' onion.
I do love a good bloomin' onion.
From where? Where would you want that?
Outback.
What? There's only one bloomin' onion.
Texas Roadhouse has like an onion thing.
They have petals. They have onion petals.
Yo, I'm so sorry. I knew they had fried onion. Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah. I don't get it often, obviously, but.
I got When's the last time you had one?
Fuck. A year, long time.
2 years, five years, 6 years.
Yeah, years.
10 years.
Years.
Mm. I was just buying Jason some time. He doesn't look ready either.
Oh, no, I was
never
ready.
Added this question.
No. The only thing I didn't add was like a chain restaurant. I just took it as like a single best item that's kind of readily available at most chain restaurants. And so I'm just going to give you the item that I would
get. Are you going to say chicken fingers? Don't say chicken fingers.
No shot. And I don't get it often, but it is probably my most favorite single thing is a black and blue burger. I don't know.
I like a good black and blue burger,
but like I want it like super fucking unhealthy style. You know, like there's blue cheese just
smothered,
coming off. It's
fucking
smothered,
just
like,
the grease is just
Chase is so horny talking about this burger.
Sometimes
Chase is
black
like,
and blues,
yes.
Like some people will throw like the fried onions on top of it for like you know. I want it
Stop.
To be just
you're
trash.
Gonna send Chase too far. Look at Chase. Chase is going too far.
Put some grilled onions on it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I love how horny Chase gets over food
too. Like a black and blue and maybe like a Swiss, just for fuck's sake.
Oh, fuck. Maybe you're doubling down on the cheese.
Maybe throw a little arugula balsamic glaze on that. Yeah, fuck it. Right?
Maybe some pickled jalapenos.
Old Town was a very underrated black and blue.
They did have a good black and blue.
Enough about that black and blue.
I mean, black and blue, if you do it right, you can't fuck it up. It's when people try to do it wrong. Yeah.
I feel like you can say that about everything in the world, bro. That's
not cheese. You're wrong.
Chicken tenders are delicious, but if you undercook them, they're not as good.
It's like a Cobb salad. You fucking try to fuck up a Cobb salad and do it half-assed, it's not
going
to be a good.
Yeah, it's got to be an unhealthy amount of five ingredients going.
Bro, who was it? Oh, it's Carl from our Fantasy Football League who got the Cobb salad and got like half the shit off of it. He got egg, no like croutons.
Like you're not getting
you
a Cobb salad
that on the
anymore.
Side and give that to your
I don't
fucking,
like croutons.
They ended up telling her they're like, no, I'll eat the fucking egg. Like put that on the side.
Yeah,
I don't like croutons. So.
That's okay.
But a Cobb salad is not a Cobb salad without egg.
I gotta have egg on there.
It's gotta have egg.
Sure. What is your saying again? It goes, you can't fuck it up if you do it right. If you do it wrong, you're gonna fuck it up.
I think that was close.
It's something like that. We'll go back. We'll find it. Speaking of tips, we got a dad trip.
Just the tip.
Yeah. Nah, see, it's weird when you do it like that, bro.
Well, Chris was calling him daddy all episode, so.
I think that's pre-episode.
I forgot about that till just now. So.
He said it like, he did say it a lot, though.
I'm still not saying it, though.
You said it about 10 times.
What, young lady? Do you want to go to timeout? All right, one, two, three. It's time for dad tips.
Chase fucking J-ing up down there.
Chase apparently coincides hip-hop music with basketball.
He said, come into play. He said, come into play, boy. I'm playing. Yeah.
Everything is a competition.
Real quick, super quick dad tip. I didn't really have one at the beginning of the episode, just came up with it on the fly. Dad tip, make sure you give your kids a chance to tell the truth, okay? So a lot of times, I sound like Dr. Phil right now. Need to call me. Okay.
Okay.
No.
Moving on.
A lot of times, they'll actually fold in that moment. So and actually give themselves up. And that's a good thing because you want them to be able to not lie to you. Lying is a terrible thing. And I would try to instill that all the time. Like little lies turn into big lies. I tell the girls that all the time. You know, even if it's like, no, like there was a Band-Aid left on our dining room table this morning. Nobody wants to claim it, and then all of a sudden Avery tonight was like, I need a Band-Aid. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Don't you need a Band-Aid?
Did you have one earlier?
So you give them the opportunity to say, hey, look, just tell the truth. I'm not going to be mad, Just tell the truth because telling the truth is the most important thing here. Okay, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, see? And look, you could have just did that from the start and everything would have been fine. But if they tell the truth in that moment and you scream at them, what the fuck? I told you the first, obviously, don't go crazy.
Yeah.
But give them the opportunity. is what I'm saying. Give them the opportunity to tell the truth. You guys will learn this a little bit down the road because, you know, you got these young kids that are just, their biggest problem is, you know, what kind of green beans are going to eat out of the,
Do I get 10? I want 10 green beans.
But, yeah. Hey, dad tip, give your kids the chance to tell the truth one last time before you beat the shit out of them.
No? Your last chance.
No, no, no. I mean, I'm actually very impressed you got to pull a dad tip with a story that can go along with it. That was
Out of your ass.
When you deal with these turds all day. I know a lot of people listen to these. They're like, man, Kevin's got some asshole kids. My kids are actually fucking awesome.
They are.
To a lot of kids in the world. But, you know.
Sometimes they're turds.
Sometimes they're turds. Sometimes you get a turd in your bed.
Not because of your kids,
though. Not because of your kids.
Not.
That'd be super weird. Just come into the room and Avery's just squatting down, shit on the
bed. Now you're making it fucking weird.
What are you doing?
I'm not lying to you. I'm pooping on your bed.
Yeah. Tell the truth. Well, I can't lie at this juncture.
Oh, wow. Kev, you want to wrap it up for us?
Oh, I'll be happy to, Jason. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be honest with you.
You're welcome.
Just to be here on your podcast on the show is just fucking amazing. The Cup to Cup podcast, a comedy podcast, follow us on all socials, Cup to Cup Show. That's where you can find us, Instagram, Twitter, X.
Thank you. You're
welcome. Yep. TikTok, YouTube, Twiddle Me Dingles. You can find us anywhere.
Don't get on there.
Pop, bro. It's starting to pop on Twiddle Me Dingles.
The CTC OnlyFans on Facebook is where you can find us. You can find us Cup to Cup Show as well on Facebook. Don't get me wrong, but we have a special group, you know, for us oldies. Get on there, The CTC OnlyFans, and we like to post, you know, different things. It gives the fans a chance to interact with us a little bit
more.
The
emoji game.
The emoji game's on there. Yeah. Get excited. Chase, you want to give him an update on that?
Yeah, Dustin retook the lead. Dustin Cosgrove is currently in first place with 12 points. Rob is in second with 10. Mike, third with 6. And then we got Naomi and Kayla with 4.
Mike.
Bill with 3. And John and Danny rounding it out with 1.
What days do you do those on?
Tuesday and Thursdays at noon.
I feel like you do it every day.
Noon Eastern time?
Noon Eastern time. Yep.
Cool.
Eastern Standard.
Eastern Standard, yes.
Confirmed.
So, yeah, check out that as well on our The CTC OnlyFans. Join in on that. I mean, if you're good at emoji games, I feel like you catch up pretty quick.
Because
The rest of them kind of suck, to be honest.
I mean, you could join right now and by Thursday have 6 points and be tied for third place.
You can just piggyback on all the answers like these guys do.
Can't fucking let it go. Oh, those are stupid answers. Why would you guess that? You're wrong.
I want a cheese grater with a finger.
Right? Yeah,
fucking,
that's not a household.
It's definitely what it is. Idiot.
Go back and listen. It sounds like. But I tell you what.
Are you just going into your cheese grater going like this?
Yeah, that's not a household like common thing that people do. Run their finger over a cheese grater.
I said it. You know, it's a cheese grater. You know, it didn't have to be the.
You said that after we called you out for saying you run your finger over it.
Nobody called me out.
Okay.
Everyone called you out.
Yeah.
Let it ride, bro. You didn't get it. Let it ride.
Fucking dick hanging motherfuckers. Fucking swinging from Chase's and Chris's dick. And then you get up before the episode. You're like, hey, guys, listen. These are going to be the These are going to be the
That's what we do.
Let's be honest.
Definitely.
We got to make sure Kevin's losing, okay?
So. Well, speaking of competitions, y'all have one coming up.
We don't have to make sure you're losing. We don't have to make
May
sure.
May 24th, okay. Running. Bases.
March
times,
24th.
Best time. Hey, March 24th.
I'll meet Chris at the baseball field. Can't wait to be there. Cup to Cup Life is where you can find our website, cuptocuplife.com. Chase is going to be coming out with a blog. Top five players that he's looking forward to drafting.
This blog, bro.
Right?
It has to be done now.
It's very particular to just Dolphins fans that would care, too.
Hey, we got lots of Dolphins fans.
One of your biggest, one of the biggest blogs was FSU, I think, baseball or football one. That was one of our biggest, like, actually read blogs. I got to find it. And it was because it was niche to that small team.
And the Dolphins are a small team. So,
thanks.
I mean, right now they are. They don't have a lot. They don't have all 22 players. So.
Do you even have anybody else playing? Like, yeah.
We have a couple players.
Got it. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool, bro.
Make sure you check out our merchandise store. You can see this hat that I'm currently wearing. I wear it every single fucking night when we record. Chris is wearing FSU gear and a hoodie.
And the hoodie.
Chase is wearing a 1922 Cheers USA.
This is one of our shirts.
From the Cup to Cup store. That's a vintage Cup to Cup.
That is.
It says vintage. Cheers America.
Cheers America. We do have our St. Patty's Day shirt somewhere in there too, I'm sure, right?
Oh, it's out there. Go check it out, guys. That's a good call. Should have been promoted. We're so bad. We need to do that on the dot. Like, promote one item every time we're on the website.
I mentioned it last week, but, you know.
Okay, my bad. Sorry. Reminded. Kevin, good job. Reminded. You're killing it, dude.
Good job, Kevin.
Killing it.
Thank you, Chris.
Shop.
Okay. Love you guys so much. Merchandise store. Go buy something. Support the podcast. Wear some cool-ass shirts that are fucking hilarious. I get always commented on all my cup-to-cup gear. I don't know about you guys. When I wear it out in public, people are always like, oh, that's fucking hilarious, you know, things like that.
100%.
I don't think they say that, but that's cool.
Oh. Sorry, guess they don't say that, guys. No, they do. And sorry, they don't do it up there in Virginia, but here in Florida, we're cool as shit. All right. Love you guys so much. And that's all I got. Go check out 7 Minutes to Heaven. It was a fucking blast. We had a fun time breaking down live the NFL free agency.
Yeah, kind of did.
And kisses and huggies.
Bye.
Holla.
Bye, guys.
Ladies, geez.
Okay.